sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections special, and we have a special with Cassie today, and it is reviewing an author Hollywood Connections special. Up now, tune in and meet Cassie. Cassie, take it away.
Hi everyone, how's everyone doing? I hope all the holiday season, all your shopping and everything's going well, and just let's de-stress and enjoy it and enjoy our family and friends and all the partying. Drive safe.
That's right. And who's your guest today that's calling in, Cassie? You've got somebody so exciting.
I have an author, Stephen B. Allen. He's written a book. It's called The Road to Nowhere Leads Everywhere. And Stephen is quite interesting, has quite a sense of humor. And we're going to have a good time with Stephen tonight.
That's right. So tell us a little bit more about Stephen.
Stephen is he's the father of a very good friend of my daughter's, and really, really great guy. He's helped out his family, his daughter, the granddaughters. He's just a super guy, and this is his passion is writing, and I hope he's going to do well. He's going to do well.
Awesome.
With this.
Also, you have your own business, Cassie, and I wanted to talk about that because people in show business want to get, you know, maybe they're standing too long, they're producers or directors, maybe they're hurting in their body somehow, and you've got something to offer the world. Tell us about it.
Yes, I have my line of CBD oil. It's CBDPureForMe.com. It's a company that's been in existence for 10 years, all organic, very, very reasonably priced. My customers are getting excellent results, pain, migraine, fatigue.
How does it help fatigue for people, especially during this holiday season?
It's hard to explain, but it makes you feel better. The CBD oil doesn't make you hyper or give you like energy. It just makes you feel better. You need to experience it to see exactly what the CBD oil does. Can I tell my?
Yes, please.
My testimonial. I had a heart stent put in about a year ago, and my anxiety level, I'd never been anxious, and it was so high, I was so I couldn't sleep, and a friend recommended the CBD oil. And I asked my doctor, and they said, that's fine, you know, just see how it goes, and I tried it, and within like two nights, I was able to sleep, and I felt better, and I just said, this product is fantastic. And I waited. I used it, and I waited, and then I recommended it to some friends. And that's how I got into the business of selling it and promoting it. And it's been great. It's been about just over a year now.
Wow. And what else does the CBD oil do for you? I know with joint pain and people like with knee problems, or, you know, you're getting older and, you know, they a little bit more information for that too.
Yes, yes. And the company has...
Keep going.
The company has different strengths of the CBD oil, which is really good because you can start it with one that's a little bit milder and then go to another one. But the one that I really like is its capsules. And from my understanding, we're the only company that has capsules. They're very easy. They're not. They have tinctures, but the capsules are new. They just launched that a few months ago. And also we have a topical cream.
And what does that do?
That's for pain. That's for pain, the topical cream. And also we have CBD oil for pets.
I've heard about that, for anxiety issues. With
yes, yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
You know, we have a pet show here, too. You should get on.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
I think it's still on Saturdays, right? A pet show?
Pet show.
For sure. That would be really good for you.
Okay.
Yes. So also, you have a caller that's on, so take it away with Steve, author, and there you go. It's all yours.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. So you're up there in Tennessee. How's the weather?
It is absolutely terrible. Excuse me. I got a bit of a cold. We have a little creek down by our roadway that is overflowing because of all the rain and everything. We got flash flood warnings, and I still love it up here, though, in spite of all of that kind of stuff.
Well, we're down here in Florida. We got all this great weather and sunshine today, and you'll have to come down and visit us.
Sounds good. Well, I actually lived down there for about 25 years. So
okay.
I kind of got a good idea what you guys are going through, and you come up here and take a look at what we got going, I guess.
Yeah, Tennessee's. I've been there. It's beautiful.
We're going there in July. You're going to take a road trip with us.
Oh, that sounds good. Steve, tell us a little bit about The Road to Nowhere Goes Somewhere.
Goes everywhere.
Or goes everywhere.
If you wish my totally unbiased opinion, I think it's a really enjoyable work of historical fiction. It travels from humorous to exciting, stopping at adventurous along the way. It takes place in the Middle Ages, in a place very similar to England of that period. It centers along an individual who decides that he's going to go ahead and throw caution to the wind and do something that's always been his passion, which is being a traveling teller of tales. There's only one problem. He really has no idea what he's doing or even where he's going. The first chapter kind of really gives you an insight into the individual, because it's him who's narrating the story. It's not like you're reading his adventures. He's telling you about them, which kind of gives it an interesting little flavor. You know, you're really able to get into the character as far as what he does and what he messes up.
So it's kind of like the way he thinks as he's bringing us along as you're bringing us along in the story.
Yeah, exactly. He's very intelligent. He's just not too smart sometimes. He's got this habit of not backing off of any challenge that comes his way, which, you know, is great, but it also has a tendency to highlight the fact that to him, getting in trouble was pretty much an art form.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, how did you come up with that? Is it from your own experience, or?
Well, I'm a little bit on the older side, but I didn't live that far back. Actually, I started the project back in 2007. I had to leave work due to health reasons, and naturally I had to find something to do. And I had written a small children's book the year before, called The Alphabet Mall, where each store is an individual letter for, you know, the things to be sold. So I figured I'd go ahead and do something like that, but from a math point of view. So I figured, you know, maybe 10 chapters, 5 pages each, and called it the Tales from the Castle of Numbers. But as I kept writing it, the characters kept on growing. I couldn't keep them confined within so basic a concept. So I had plenty of time. I just kept on writing and doing more and doing more. And eventually, instead of the small, you know, 50-page book, I had a 150,000-word monster on my hands that I had to break down. So what I did is I actually created a trilogy where the first book is The Road to Nowhere Leads Everywhere, and it's followed by second book, which is Dylan's Dilemmas, and then the third book, Death Comes Calling. It's all part of the trilogy of Tales in the Lands of Arlington Green.
So
I'd like to say it's kept me busy and out of trouble, but you know, the busy part, yeah, but the trouble part, that didn't work too well.
So where do they buy your book? Where can they read it? And it's a great gift for the holidays, for sure. Stocking stuffers, I believe that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, it's available on Amazon.com. If you go to my author page on Amazon, you'll be able to find that book plus the other ones that I've written. I've got a website, which is rightandwrong1.com, WRITENWRONG1.com.
Oh, okay, I know Cassie has some more questions. You're live on 106.1 FM and 5 other stations, and this is a special Hollywood Connections, and Cassie, you have a ton of more questions, I see.
Steve, tell us more about Arlington Green in the book.
Well, Arlington Green is a little bit a different place from, you know, the standard of the times. Back then, the country was run by barons and dukes and, you know, however they wished to run it in the name of the king, as long as he got his taxes. So most of the time, it was pretty well oppressive to the people. But in Arlington Green, it's a different place. It's a place where rewards are given for hard work and efforts. And even though he doesn't believe in fate, fate believes in Dylan, who is the young man, the center of the story, because that's exactly where fate means him to go. It's kind of like the everywhere where that road to nowhere leads.
Oh.
And his talents become obvious to the Duke and Duchess who run their territory. And soon he begins to work along with them. And it gets very interesting at that point because he is an individual who intelligent, but rather immature. And he constantly battles with the Duchess over his immaturity. And it gives the opportunity for not only him getting off the road, but also bringing other characters into the book, which have its tendency to bring out more of the inner him and create some fairly funny and exciting opportunities at that.
Tell us the name of the book again. We have a lot of Facebook watchers again, and they're trying to figure out where your website, what the book is about.
Okay, the book is called The Road to Nowhere Leads Everywhere, and it's part of the trilogy of Tales from the Lands of Arlington Green. It's available in Amazon.com. Just go to Stephen B. Allen author page, and it'll pull right up. Or I've got a website, rightandwrong1.com, WRITENWRONG1.com. Kind of tells you a little bit about my sense of humor right there.
Yeah. All right, take it away, Cassie. I know we have drivers, and they're like, wow, this is really cool. Oh. You know, I would like to, real quick question. How did you come up with the publisher? Did you do it yourself? Or can you kind of give an idea how you started the book? Because there's a lot of people out there, they're like, you should write a book, like my last co-host.
Yeah, that's right.
You should write a book, and they don't know how to do it. And here you are, succeeded in this already.
Well, once I had finished the book itself and gotten down to a pretty basic concept, I did the usual sending out hundreds of requests to publishers and to agents. And I figured that, you know, hopefully they'd be able to see the quality and the, you know, the writing that was done. And from that point on, I'd have it made. Well, unfortunately, it didn't work that way. And I'm still waiting to get into the quote-unquote publishing world. But what I had to do was, because I believe so much in the work, I had to do what's called self-publishing, which is I don't have, you know, some major publishing house to back me up or whatever. It's kind of like, you know, doing it on a shoestring all on my own.
So that's a good question. I have to, intercede here. Because how did you start out? Did you do it on Word? Did you do it on write it out on paper? For people that have no clue how to do that, because you're such an inspiration.
Well, if you've ever seen my writing, you know I didn't put it down on paper. Because I can't even read it.
Well, that was another question people want to know. Hey, I'm not a good speller. I'm not a good, you know, checker on spelling. I mean, but now there's word spell and checking and everything like that. So that's interesting. So did you do it on Word then?
Yes, I did. Okay. And you're absolutely right about the word spell and all that, because I'm not the greatest speller in the world. And it gives me an opportunity to go back through the work and see how this needs to be changed or that needs to be changed. And what I did too is I got the talents of an actual book editor to go through and point out different things to me as far as things that could be changed. Maybe this word would be more fitting than the other word. And also I got someone who was very good at formatting the book.
That's fabulous. That's such great information. I know that we go so fast. Oh, Cassie, you have more questions to ask him.
Stephen, tell us more about a few of the main characters. Maybe one or two of the main characters.
Okay. Well, you know, according to Duke and Duchess, of course, there's this individual who lives in the manor also. His name is Sir Preston. He's in charge of security for the manor. He's kind of a little bit different in the fact that he has a tendency to trip over things like a sword, dessert carts, and stuff like that. And you don't think too much about him, but he's a knight who's 55 years old, and they don't generally get to be that old. Mm. So there's something a little different about that gentleman. And, you know, if you're looking for some way to make an impetuous young man grow up, I'll ask you this question. What's the best way to do that?
Find him a good woman?
Absolutely.
Ah, 100 points.
Absolutely. Well, enter Robin Sinclair, this beautiful, naturally, has to be, singer that he meets at this festival of music. Spends one day with her, totally alienates her, but there's something between the two of them that they know it's there. So she ends up coming to Arlington Green, and that's kind of what the second book is about. You know,
we're not gonna tell them too much about that.
No, I'm not. I'm just gonna let them know it's, you know, gonna be there.
Okay. And I know I'm looking at Cassie and I'm saying, is there a song you want to end with at the show, yeah, at the end? So I know she has so many more, like, you're a documentary for sure. And I'm sure how did you two meet?
Through my daughter's best friend.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yes. And it's been a wonderful adventure.
Awesome. And I know we have like 7-8 minutes left, so go for it, Cassie.
Well, the book has, it seems, everything. Music, romance, humor. Is there anything that you want to tell our listeners more about the book to give us a little insight into the next two books? Just a little bit. A little teaser.
Okay. Well, I actually like the way I was able to project the stories from the point of view of the teller of tales actually telling them himself. So you get a good idea of what he's thinking, when he's thinking, and also how things are really affecting him.
Emotion?
Especially,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Especially the part about the young lady with all the mistakes that he makes and how he learns, you know. He's a good man at heart. He just doesn't use his head that often.
Or he's kind of lost his way, and she's going to help him to come.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Okay. Yeah, kind of, sort of, as is fitting, of course.
Behind every good man is a good woman.
That's right.
Yes. Picking them in places that make it very effective, yes. But, it's a very enjoyable book. It's not something that takes a lot out of you to read. You know, it's the kind of thing where you just get lost in a world that's so far from your cares and your problems that it's hard to put down.
And, that's what we need, you know, today. That's what we need today. And, a knight?
Yes. Knight in shining armor.
Yes, yes.
I have one. Praise God. So I know, Cassie, with this book, which is truly amazing, how long did it take you to write it?
Well, to finish it completely and get it to the point where it was ready to go was a period of about 10 years.
Wow. So you did it periodically, like during the day, and all of a sudden you said, I got to finish my book? Because I know a lot of people want to rush their books, and so you really took your time at this to really get it where it's supposed to be.
Right. Well, it kept on morphing into something different. I mean, I would go ahead and be writing chapter 8, and I'd realize that by that point, the characters had grown to the point where chapter 4 doesn't fit anymore.
Oh.
So I would have to go back and rewrite that and, you know, add a chapter, but it got too long, so, well, now I get to take something out. And, yeah, that's where I got to the end of finally just saying, hey, I'm going to do it as a 3-book trilogy. And, you know, I had this thing where I thought I had to write the perfect book. And I realized finally that, you know, that's not the case. I just have to write an enjoyable book that people won't really get into. And then hopefully I've done that. And finally, after being rejected so often, I finally just said that I'm going to throw caution to the wind and do the independent publishing and see what happens.
Cassie, what did you just talk to me about rejection? You said something that was very on point.
We've all been through rejection. I love your honesty. And I think for any writer that's out there, they need that little boost. And my expression for years has been, rejection is God's protection.
Ooh.
If it didn't happen, there's a reason it didn't happen. Just be patient and wait, and it will come together. Have faith and hope that it will come together, and it will.
That's right. Is it your birthday today? Is it your birthday?
It's my birthday yesterday.
Okay. Well, I want to say happy birthday to Cassie on the air.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you look so stunning and holiday-ish today. And Steve, we want to thank you. Anything else you want to tell Steve? I know we're getting a countdown of about 2 minutes. Do you see why we need more hours here, Cassie?
Yes, the half hour has gone very, very quickly.
Too fast.
Dawn is a wonderful mentor to me. I'm blessed that I met her.
And, I'm blessed I met you.
Yes, and we're gonna take this book somewhere, for sure.
Well, there's another show here, Joy on Paper, that you should get him on, and she's on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the afternoon, and she would probably gladly love to interview him as well.
Wonderful.
Which would be great. So this is like a takeoff for you to take this, you know, show and send it to other shows so people can really see what he does.
Wonderful.
And what you do.
Yeah.
There's more to Cassie than you would know. I would love to tell more. Can I brag?
Yeah, a little bit.
She interviews soap operas, stars. She has her own podcast. And so you've had a life of fun.
Yes, yes. And that's take2radio.com. And it's been a trip.
And I'm trying to get her here. I'm trying to get her here.
And all through Twitter. Meeting great people on Twitter.
Right. So before we go, Cassie and Steve, thank you so much for calling in and being our VIP guest, actually for Cassie's special with Hollywood Connections. Cassie, give your social media so they can join you as well.
Twitter is BarefootBlonde5 under my name, Carolyn Jenkins. I'm on Facebook under Cassie Jenkins. And I'm on Instagram, Carolyn Jenkins again, and I got it all going on the social media, and it's been so much fun. And thank you, all my friends, all my peeps. I call them my peeps. On
that
Facebook.
Support you.
Oh my goodness! All the best wishes for my birthday have been absolutely wonderful.
And what day? I know we have like 45 seconds. What day do you air for your soap operas?
It's every other Thursday. We won't be doing one this Thursday, but we will be. 2 weeks.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Hollywood Connection Special with Cassie. And she did fabulous. This was her first special, first on the air, live on 6 stations and podcasts. I'm Dawn Reese. Goodbye, everybody. Say goodbye, Cassie.